Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. Hunting. It's an avid hobby of mine, and runs in the family. My favorite animals to catch are deer and boars, as they are quite a challenge to catch, and I love a challenge. As well as gentle hunting, camping in the woods is therapeutic for me, as you're in nature's natural habitat, which can be greatly enjoyed when by yourself. Accompanying this are the type of people you meet whilst hiking. I've met people who shared their food and campfire with me, and some even hiked with me in the gorgeous wilderness we call the woods. But most of the time, it's your animal friends who accompany you whilst walking and camping. I wish this story was about all of the above, but things took a plummet for the worst. And this is my story. I had recently completed an assignment which I would like to describe as long-winded and quite boring, even though it was my favorite topic, human biology. Due to this, I decided to take a 5-day hike across a vast stretch of woods, brilliant for hunting apparently. As a hunting enthusiast, I decided to hunt for some deer and possibly some boars if I came across any. So I prepped up my water filter, packed up my tranquilizer and hunting equipment, as well as my pop-up tent and some snacks high in energy, and took the 3.5-hour drive to my destination. I was stoked and excited, as I loved camping and hunting, as I could unwind around nature and overall enjoy the set atmosphere the woods provided. After what seemed like days behind the wheel, I arrived at what looked like an abandoned parking lot at 3:30 p.m., as all the bays were empty, and the ranger's office looked as if it hadn't been occupied for years. But I brushed it off, parked up, and began my hike. The place gave me a very uneasy vibe, as if the woods beyond the ranger's office were sinister. I can't really describe what gave me this uneasiness, but honestly, I chalked it up to the place looking abandoned and creepy. Either way, I headed out onto the path and began scouting the area for animals. I've got to be honest, this set of woods was exquisite. The sun was shining through the trees and the animals were up and active. I came across a few deer, but no boars, unfortunately. Fast forward to 8:30 p.m., it was uneventful, to be honest, and it was getting pretty dark and gloomy now as it's mid-November. Now, I need to add that I'm quite a paranoid guy, as I was burgled at the age of 15. All was okay in the end, but that paranoia of something or someone lurking in the shadows stays with me in the back of my mind when I'm out alone at night. I then whipped up a fire, cooked up some marshmallows, and warmed up some beans, and ate away, minding my own business. After this, I decided to go for a late-night hunt, as I did a 2-week course on how to hunt prey in the woods when it's dark, and I think it really paid off. 15 minutes later, I put the fire out as I was prepared to go on a late-night hunt. But then my blood ran cold as ice and my hands started to shake when I saw a silhouette of a person about 100 meters away from me. It was unexpected, so I internally freaked the fuck out. As well as this, I noticed a small pocket knife in his left hand, and it looked like he was crouching and stalking something, as he had the knife ready. I believe it was a man, about 6 foot tall, and his back was facing me, so I believe that he didn't notice I was there, which I took as a godsend. However, it could just be another hunter like myself. After shitting bricks whilst watching this man for 5 minutes, he disappeared into the inky night, and I got over it pretty quickly as I thought he was a fellow hunter like myself. I honestly wish that was the case. Fast forward 1 hour, and it's around 9:45 p.m., and I'm feeling confident enough to go back out into the black wilderness and catch a deer or two, or maybe even a boar. I pinpointed where my tent was with the map and went on my way with my hunting equipment. 10 minutes later, I'm practically in no man's land, as everywhere around me was pitch black, but I knew what I was doing. I was stalking a deer, which hadn't noticed me, and was about 50 meters in front of me, plodding around the eerie woods. I grab my tranquilizer and place the deer in my sights. That was when I heard twigs snap. My eyes darted, my legs went into jelly mode, and I jerked my neck to the source of the noise. What the fuck? A fucking silhouette appeared out of the tree to the left of me, about 50 yards away, and just watched me, not the deer, but me. The deer was long gone by now, so it was just me and an unwanted guest. His size concluded to me that he was the same guy as before, 6 foot, roughly 200 pounds. He stared at me, and I stared back, my body still as stone. But my sudden outburst of adrenaline was making me shake. I couldn't see his face as it was too dark. Fuck. Was he a late-night human butcherer? Am I not going to see the daylight again? I had just about choked out. Who's there? I tried to say in the calmest voice I could do. But fear was evident when I asked the question. The man raised a hand with his pocket knife and pointed his index finger toward me. That was it. I fucking bolted it north, whilst mildly tripping up and hitting my head off tree branches. Twigs snapped rapidly behind me as the son of a bitch was chasing me. I looked back once and saw his vacant right hand brushing tree branches to the side of him, his knife gripped tightly in his left hand. I then realized that during it all, I dropped my tranquilizer. Fuck that shit. I can buy another one. I know I should have shot the guy, but it's amazing what one can forget in a horrific situation, even if it's a gun. I wasn't going back for it. A ton of thoughts were going through my mind whilst I was fleeing. Why me? What does he want? Money? My food? What could it fucking be? That was when I honestly thought I pissed myself, as he then said in a rapid tone, "Isn't this fun?" He then had the goddamn audacity to start laughing in a patronizing way, and I couldn't take it anymore. I sped up, and I'll tell you now, it's amazing what the human body can do when adrenaline and natural instinct takes over. I never ran so fast in my life. I made a hard right, dived into some bushes nearby quietly, and eventually lost the guy. I heard his footsteps go the opposite way, and it turns out that I went in a huge circle, as I could see my tent only 50 meters from me now. I was fucking shaking, and tears were starting to form. But I had to stay strong. I just had to. What would my father do in this situation? I tuned my ears into the inky darkness, and heard nothing, and I saw nothing. I was not going to turn on my phone torch, as I'd be an open target. I checked my watch, as it was now 10:30 p.m. I've been in the tent for 10 minutes now. I sat still in my tent, listening to every small noise I could hear in the woods. I held my gasp as I heard a twig snap behind the tent, and with that accompanied a low and sinister voice. "You think you could run? I win." With that, my tent was being sliced open and the fucker popped head in. He was fucking licking his lips and his wide eyes locked with my eyes. "You lose," he screams as he pulls out the knife. Fighting, not my strong point, but the gym made me a pretty strong guy, so as he tried to stab me, I grabbed both his hands and fended him off from plunging a blade into my torso. I tried to disarm the fucker and he laughed during the process. I thought he was trying to intimidate me, however, I was ready to kill. Not a deer, not a boar, but a human. I restrained his left wrist, but his knife was inches away from going into my foot, so I stepped onto his right hand, pulled back on his left wrist, then his left wrist snapped, and he let out a blood-curdling scream. I had the upper hand and fucking took advantage of this. I got the knife from his distorted, shattered hand and gave him a taste of his own fucking medicine. I sunk the knife into his right hand and he screamed. I laid a few punches and I think I popped his nose, but I had no regrets. I grabbed my arm in pain as he made me bend it in an awkward position when he was on top of me when he first ripped the tent open, but honestly, I couldn't care about my injuries. He tried to kick me, but I punched him in the face until he was unconscious. I checked my phone and I had no service. Fuck, I panted. I picked this fucker into a fireman's lift and I remembered my way to the ranger's office, as it was exactly west from my tent. After an hour of struggling with a killer on my shoulders out cold, I found the ranger's station, and to my surprise, a young man around 20 was there. I collapsed to my knees as I examined the situation. As it turns out, the guy slashed my left bicep, but the adrenaline numbed out the pain. So when it wore off, I was suddenly in pain and noticed the laceration. The ranger called for backup, and they eventually arrived. I don't know how long it took. Fuck my belongings. I wasn't going to go back out there to retrieve them. The ranger offered to drive me to the nearest hospital in my car, and I did. The night stalker was taken away but was semi-unconscious. The next day, I woke up in a hospital bed to an officer, and what he said next was burned into my memory, never to be erased. When I first saw the killer, his back was towards me, knife in his left hand, and was crouching, as I mentioned earlier. It turns out that he was stalking another hiker, who he had brutally murdered and mutilated at the scene. They found chloroform at the scene, hence me not hearing any screams or cries for help. I vowed from there onwards to never go hunting by myself again. The next time I went hunting was half a year after this incident with four other mates. And although the woods has a beautiful atmosphere and vibe, never judge a book by its cover, as the tables can turn within the blink of an eye. For all of you going camping and hunting, stay safe. And remember, don't think that these things can't happen to you.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.